this is the topic that you've probably been waiting for. But before I jump into telling you about your wives, it might be helpful if Shanti kind of were to give us a little summary of what she tells the women about us guys.
Yeah, because it's related. There's actually something really important. Mm. So here's basically what, in the course Understanding Him, in any conference that I do for women, one of the things that we explain to the women is that we have a pretty big misunderstanding about what physical intimacy means for our husbands. And in general, the easiest way of saying it is that we tend to think of physical intimacy as being primarily a physical need. That's kind of the category we put it in for you. Like, you know, it's a physical need, it's a physical urge. Mm-hmm. And if you've been chasing kids around all day or working all day, you know, sleep sometimes feels like a physical need. And what we tell the women is that actually for most men, and I think actually was pretty overwhelming numbers, if I'm remembering correctly, like in the 90 percentiles range, that for most men, yeah, the physical need is a part of it, but a bigger thing is the emotional need. And that there's a huge emotional importance to physical intimacy that we as women tend to miss. And it's basically this, it's the need, the feeling that every man has to feel that his wife desires him and that to know that she wants him. And that is something that actually builds up a man emotionally, not just in the bedroom, but in other areas of his life, and gives a man confidence. That's the short version of what I spend some time talking to the women about. But it also means that for the percentage of men where maybe the men have a higher libido, which is the majority, it's not all cases, it's about 20% of couples. I think on our last survey it was 18% of couples were flipped on this. That's not a tiny number.
Where the spouse, the wife.
Where the wife maybe wants more intimacy than the husband does. You know, it's 1 in 5. It's not a tiny number. But for the majority, really, you're thinking that if it's not happening as much, it just means that you're not desirable to her. That's what you're thinking.
Well, I mean, we've been kind of awash in Hollywood and stories and books where, you know, if you're a big enough stud, I mean, she can't keep her hands off of you. And it doesn't really matter whether she's tired or not or anything like that. The fact of the matter is, if you're desirable enough, she's going to want you and want to have sex with you.
That is the assumption that many of you men come into marriage with.
Right. And so we put it in the category, if it's not happening as often as we want, then it must be because of our undesirability.
Right.
And what I can tell you with 100% assurance is that in the vast, vast, vast number of you guys' cases, that's not it at all. And as a matter of fact, I can tell you that with such confidence because we asked this subject, we asked this question on our survey of all the women, and we gave the women who, you know, we said...
The ones who wanted less sex than our husbands.
And we said, why? And we gave them a laundry list of reasons. And as far as women choosing, well, I just don't desire him.
Yeah.
Or desire to have sex with him. The percentage of women that said that or chose that, what was it?
4%.
4%. So 96%
said something else.
Something else. So I want to get to what the something else might be. But there is good news in all of this if we can understand it.
Everything we're about to say.
Everything we're about to say. And remember in the earlier sessions, I said that guys really want to know kind of the to-dos.
Yeah.
And a buddy of mine, when we were first working on this research and working on the book, he said, you know, Jeff, if you can get husbands to have sex with their wives just a dozen times more a year, men will build statues for you in city parks across the land. So by helping you understand what's going on inside your wife in a way that is loving and supporting and supportive and helping
caring about
her, there are some real tangible benefits that can occur. Obviously, it's focusing on what's going on inside of her. So why don't you help us understand what's going on inside of her?
So, and we're simplifying some things that we are even now learning more about this in a current research project. And that will, you know, we'll be sharing those things in an ongoing way as we learn more. But this is a good starting point. Like we said, only 4% of those who, of the women who said they wanted less sex than their husbands, only 4% said it was because he's just not desirable to me. 96% said something else. And that the majority of that something else broke down into one or both of two categories, because they could choose all that apply. Like this applied to multiple different
reasons.
Multiple different reasons, overlapping reasons. And let me deal with the second most important of those initially, because it is important and you've heard it before. It just wasn't the top reason, but that is crucial. And it is that many, many women say that they need to feel close to their husband outside the bedroom in order to want to be close inside the bedroom. And you've heard it before, and the reason you've heard it before is that it's true. It's incredibly important, and everything that we've been dealing with up until this point in this video series has been a piece of that. It is the pursuit. It is the listening. It is making her feel heard and cared for.
Because you're showing her that you're choosing her all over again, that you are in love with her and that she is lovable.
Correct. You have heard probably the phrase, sex begins in the kitchen. This is what it means, is this idea that she needs to feel close to you. Now, what we do tell the women often, and this is crucial also for you to know, is that some women are puzzled why you want to feel close too. And so you'll actually go for sexual intimacy as a way to feel close when you've been fighting, for example. And that may work well with some wives, but for many women, they're like, how can he do that? Like, I feel like he doesn't care about me. He's just using me, like whatever the phrase is. And it's because actually there is a bonding hormone called oxytocin that's released for you and for her, but especially for you when you reconnect sexually and you feel close emotionally as a result. The thing is, most women don't realize that's what you're going for. And so it kind of can feel like a selfish demand when you're not close, and how dare he
And just to take a little side jump real quick on that oxytocin, on that bonding hormone. When is it, for women, when is it also released? So this will help the guys.
Yeah. So for women, oxytocin, that bonding hormone that makes you feel so close, that's released in many, many different occasions in her life. It's released, like for a woman, the classic example is when she's nursing an infant, oxytocin floods her system and she feels so close. But it's also released if she's sitting and having a wonderful conversation with you. If you're listening to her, you're drawing out her feelings, you're saying, tell me about your day. Magic words, guys. She feels, and you listen, she feels so close to you. That oxytocin is releasing in her system. It even works that way with a friend. It doesn't have to be romantic. It's her sitting and listening to a close friend, or they're talking. Oxytocin is released. It's just that for you, the main time it's released is in physical intimacy. Yeah. So should I mention the first most important one of these?
Yeah, let's jump into it.
So that, what I just mentioned, was the second most important reason statistically, but also obviously crucial. The first most important reason for that gap, though, why you may want sex more than she does, why she may want sex less than you do, is actually tied to a physiological difference between men and women. It turns out that there's actually two different types of desire. And now I probably should correct that and say it's not necessarily just men and women, because, again, some couples are flipped on this. But these two different types of desire do tend to be wired directly to our sort of hormone mix and our chromosomal situation and our brain wiring. And so here's what those two types of desire are. There's something called assertive desire. And someone who has assertive desire has a desire to pursue sex and to initiate it and think about it all the time and be ready at a moment's notice. Guess who tends to have assertive desire? It tends to be tied more to testosterone and other typically male hormones. But there's a completely different type of desire, and that is called receptive desire. And someone with receptive desire, which tends to be the woman but isn't always, the person with receptive desire is just as willing to have sex and interested in sort of a hypothetical standpoint, but isn't thinking about it all the time and isn't interested in pursuing it in the same way that the person with assertive desire is. And here's the key, isn't ready at a moment's notice. The person with receptive desire, probably statistically your wife, she just needs to be approached differently. She needs to know what you've got on your menu for the evening before you get to the bedroom.
And
you always slump when I do, say you
because
always,
when I
when I say I, that.
When I've heard that, when I started hearing it, it was like, dang. So you mean we gotta warn you? Because that doesn't sound real exciting.
That doesn't feel so good.
No.
For a guy who wants to feel desired.
And you're not saying that.
No. What we're talking about, the way we put it, the way we named it, was we call it anticipation time. It's literally waking her brain up to the things that you would love to have happen later. And I know that you feel like, well, I shouldn't have to, because in Hollywood, the woman never has to like be
she's
woken
ready.
Up. She's ready all the time. Just realize that real women, non-Hollywood women, the vast majority, again, not 100, but the vast majority of women are just physiologically different from you.
And you know, even as you say that, it just hits me that I know that we're different. If Shanti and I go to the gym and we're working out together, I don't expect her to lift the same amount of weight that I'm lifting. I recognize that she's physiologically put together differently. But in this one area, I expect you to be just like me. Yeah. I want you, with everything in my being, to desire me the same way I desire you and am ready.
And what we've been finding in the next research project is that that desire does come. It comes in a different order. Mm. This is so crucial, guys. We don't have time to dive into all of the sort of the details about it. But the basic premise here is that for you, in most cases, not always, but in most cases, you desire your wife, you get aroused, you pursue sex, you get going, and there we go.
It's all good.
Right? It's all good. For her, in most cases, most women, they actually have to make a choice to get sexually engaged, and then they start to kind of feel it and get aroused, and then they start to feel desire. It happens in a completely different order.
As you've said before, it is a wonder the human race has existed this long.
It is, isn't it? But the key is, guys, is understanding some of these realities about your wife and working with them rather than against them. It shows her care and love and things we don't have even time to get into here, like even sexual pleasure often will work different for women. Can I give him a quick statistic?
Go.
This is getting pretty edgy, but as long as it's okay with you guys, 60% of women can't experience full sexual pleasure through intercourse alone. They in order to climax, 60% of women actually need to have some sort of other stimulation. Let's just kind of leave it there. But that is something that many men may not fully realize. And this is a way you can really love your wife well. Now, I should probably actually explain what anticipation
time might look like. Because help our friends here improve our chances.
Okay. All right. So help all that. Right. Good. Yes. So here's what anticipation time may look like, because it can be as little like in terms of waking her brain up to what you'd love to have happen. Like starting in the morning, again, sex begins in the kitchen in the morning over breakfast, right? Starting in the morning with some little flirty comment. Like, I can still remember something Jeff did when we were in the, probably writing this chapter in the book For Men Only way back when. And I can't remember what he'd done, but Jeff had done something really sweet. And I said, thanks for that. And he kind of looked at me and kind of said, just remember that later tonight. And it was
and it
this,
worked.
And it probably worked. Worked. Listen to you.
I meant it.
Yeah. But the thing is, clearly, it's not that I didn't have interest, and it's not that the average woman doesn't. It's just dormant. There needs to be something that sparks that and makes her go, okay. Because here's the thing, guys, we've said many times, you care about your wife. You love your wife, and connecting her with her in this way is part of that. And so you think, you've heard, like, you need to be supportive and do chores or
housework. I mean, try to take
help
the load
with the kids.
Yeah, shoulder the load a bit.
Yeah, and so you're going, oh, this'll be good. But just because you're scrubbing the toilets, is she thinking about sex? You might be, but if she has receptive desire, she's just going, oh, that's so sweet of him, and then moves on to the next thing in her life. And so giving her the anticipation time of, you know, flirting with her, it opens up her mind to that and actually makes her look forward to it, anticipate it. So
I hope you've seen or heard through all of these various topics, we really do have a great amount of power as guys to really shape our wives' kind of experiences and how she feels about herself and how she feels about us in our relationship.
Not just in this area of sex, but in every other area. And can I tell them what we found at the end of the survey?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
This will be encouraging to you, I hope, because I know some of you are in great places in your relationship and just wanting to make them better. And some of you probably are in a shaky place and just really wanting to show your wife how much you care. And how do you do that? Here's what we found on the survey. When we ended the survey, this nationally representative survey of women, we gave the women a blank space. And we said, what is the most important thing that you wish your husband understood but feel he doesn't understand? Now, you ask hundreds of anonymous women on a national survey that question.
It was scary. I mean, when we were getting the results, I was afraid to look at them because I was thinking that it would be a real opportunity for a lot of ranting and you know, unhappiness.
And they were pretty honest
they
in
were.
The survey. Like, they were very honest in all the multiple choice questions. And some of that was a little hard to navigate. But in that open-ended question, guys, by far the top thing that these women said, the one most important thing I wish my husband understood that I feel he kind of doesn't, is how much I need him and how central of a figure he is in my life. Guys, you need to forgive us as women. We don't always show that well. And you're probably going, always. We really honestly don't know how to show that as well as we should. It's one of the things I'm passionate about, is helping women understand how much you need to know that and how much your kind of confident exterior, how much you're questioning that. You need to know, guys, this is, in the vast majority of cases, this is how we as women feel, or at least there is still that in there, even if it's gotten kind of cluttered up by hurt feelings and that kind of thing. The good news, guys, is that these little things to show that you care for her, they're building on that platform of her need for you.
Thanks for joining us.